Amazon is accused of secretly excluding historically underserved areas of Washington, D.C. from high-speed delivery with Prime. The lawsuit brought by Attorney General Brian Schwalb alleges the e-commerce giant keeps two zip codes from getting the fastest delivery service promoted with Amazon Prime while still charging those residents the full price fee. This lawsuit claimed the company stopped using its Amazon trucks to service wards 7 and 8 in June 2022. Instead, the company used outside carriers like USPS and UPS. The nation's capital is divided into 8 wards, each with roughly 75,000 residents. Wards 7 and 8 consist of areas mostly east of the Anacostia River. Those two wards traditionally have the most violent crime in the city, according to Washington government data analyzed by CrimeDataDC.com. The lawsuit said before Amazon made the decision, more than 72% of Prime deliveries in the two wards reached their destination within 2 days. That number fell to 24% by 2023 after the company started restricting drivers in the area. Meanwhile, the rest of Washington, D.C. maintained a rate of 74% for two-day deliveries. The lawsuit says Amazon never notified Prime members in the affected areas that they were excluded from two-day deliveries. The attorney general said when users in the affected wards complained to Amazon about slow delivery times, representatives would say it was never on purpose or imply they were one-time occurrences caused by circumstances outside Amazon's control. Amazon is charging tens of thousands of hardworking Ward 7 and 8 residents for an expedited delivery service it promises but does not provide, Schwalb said in a statement. While Amazon has every right to make operational changes, it cannot covertly decide that a dollar in one zip code is worth less than a dollar in another. In response to the suit, Amazon said it is categorically false that its actions are discriminatory or deceptive. We want to be able to deliver as fast as we possibly can to every zip code across the country. However, at the same time, we must put the safety of delivery drivers first, Amazon spokesperson Kelly Nantel said in a statement to Straight Arrow News. In the zip codes in question, there have been specific and targeted acts against drivers delivering Amazon packages. We made the deliberate choice to adjust our operations, including delivery routes and times, for the sole reason of protecting the safety of drivers. Wards 7 and 8 have large Black populations. Back in 2016, a Bloomberg investigation found Black residents were about half as likely to be eligible for Amazon's same-day delivery. In response to that investigation, Amazon expanded same-day delivery in cities including Atlanta, Chicago, Dallas, and Washington.